everybody was focused on cannabinoid, but I ran on a whole plant strategy because I felt we have two houses. We need to be building the muscles on both sides. But I see the bigger opportunity from just scalability impacting farmers. The bigger impact on climate change was the male that creates that space that can be used in everything from building material to clothing to car parts. And when we talk car parts, there's textile in cars. There's load bearing versus non-load bearing. Like literally, it can be a bumper or a cup holder. My story, the story is they're growing the fiber in Europe, manufacturing in France, and shipping it. They're shipping it over here when Governor Lee, current governor of the state of Tennessee in 2004 and before that, has always been focused on farmers and rural development. Sir, what I'm presenting to you benefits farmers because there's no reason we shouldn't be growing it right here in the state. And it's bigger than Tennessee. Everything is always, this is one thing I've learned over the years, everything is bigger than you. Everything is bigger than you. If you're touching something and it's about you, you're looking at it wrong. Because even when I am championing to get hemp and build out a supply chain that support multiple industries here in the state, we can't do it without the region. You know, when you come to scale, for example, if I'm going to scale, I'm going to scale in a circular radius. And we have a larger footprint than Europe. When it comes, there's 10 million farmable acres right here in the state of Tennessee.
Okay, so these farmable acres, okay, so you said you're in, is was your answer to the divine mystery, is like, I'm in. So yeah. This is what in looks for, like for you right now. When we talk about hemp and farmable acres and climate change.
And the impact, let's talk about that. I think I know where you're going. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to ask, like, those farmable acres, how long do we have them as farmable acres when it comes to hemp? Like, are we going to lose that to climate change? Or is hemp resilient even with the temperature and climate change?
So you can put hemp in desolate places.
Okay.
And it will actually bring back and to a thriving ecosystem. Chernobyl. And everything I'm saying, I always love to say, it's Googleable. It's Googleable. Chernobyl.
Yeah.
In the 90s,
yeah.
Russia started using hemp to remediate the soil because hemp does two things. It's a powerful plant. Hemp sequesters carbon, but it remediates the soil. It pulls all the toxins out of the soil. Russia's already using it. And that's why, and the story about Chernobyl is, no, the readings have went down on the radiation. It's hemp. Yes, it is that plant.
So we're not going to lose the farmable acres. And that's,
well, here's where we're losing the farmable acres, though.
Development.
You saying it. Yeah. I mean, every report you're seeing, it was a story just came out in the last few weeks. And it was talking about Williamson County. And how some big new development and just the number of farms that are being lost. That's where we're having an issue. So then the question is, you know, it's twofold. How do we, as we're building out these new cities and new residential areas, and we call it mixed use, how do we mix in green, not just green spaces, but agriculture? Mm-hmm. Like, we got to keep that in the ecosystem, right? Everything is needed. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to really create that regenerative, that didn't have a name for it when my grandfather
grass-fed cow.
Yeah. Like, literally.